This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Odisha government's flagship initiative Subhadra scheme in Bhubaneswar along with various schemes and projects today. The Prime Minister, who turns 74 today, received a rousing traditional welcome upon arrival at Biju Patnaik International Airport with tribal folk dances and drum beats. Thousands of supporters greeted him on his birthday. In his social media platform X, Mr. Modi said the Subhadra Yojana will boost women empowerment and ensure financial independence for our Nari Shakti. All eligible women between the age of 21 to 60 years will receive 50,000 rupees over a period of 5 years. The initiative is expected to cover more than 1 crore women. Prime Minister Modi will initiate the fund transfer into the bank accounts of more than 10 lakh women during his visit. Soon after his arrival, Mr. Modi visited a slum area at Gadakana in Bhubaneswar and interacted with 20 beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended wishes to the Prime Minister Narendra Modi on his birthday. The President said Mr. Modi has increased the prosperity and prestige of the country through his personality and work. She also wished that his innovative efforts with the spirit of nation first may pave the way to make India a developed nation. The President wished him a long, healthy and happy life. The Vice President said through his governance for over 2 decades and as Prime Minister over a decade, Mr. Modi has aroused the soul of the country, stimulated its cultural values, nurtured its civilizational ethos, and firmly set it on the unprecedented developmental trajectory towards Viksit Bharat. Mr. Dhankar wished him a good health. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated the 8th India Water Week at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Speaking on the occasion, the President said Amrit Sarovars were constructed and many water bodies were revived during Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav. President Murmu highlighted that Indian ancient scriptures have mentioned about water conservation thousands of years ago. During the 4-day event, around 4,000 delegates, including 200 from 40 foreign countries, will participate, and more than 100 exhibitors and startups will showcase their ideas in the water sector during the exhibition. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Narendra Modi government has strengthened the country's security system and helped create a safe India. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees were sanctioned and initiated during the 100 days of the third term of the Modi government. Mr. Shah said the government has announced infrastructure projects worth 3 lakh crore rupees and their implementation has also started. The Supreme Court today resumed hearing its Suo Motu case regarding the alleged rape and murder of a postgraduate doctor at R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. A 3-judge bench headed by Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachud, had on 9th of September requested a fresh status report in the case from the CBI. The panel, which also includes Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra, had also directed the West Bengal Police to submit a document related to the victim's autopsy. The Enforcement Directorate, or ED, is conducting searches at various places in Kolkata in relation to the alleged financial irregularities at R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital today. Trinamool Congress MLA, Sudipto Roy's home, nursing home, are also being searched in the city. He is also the chairman of the R.G. Carr Rogi Kalyan Samiti. Searches are also being carried out at other locations in the Howrah and Hooghly districts. Aam Aadmi Party leader Atishi will be the new chief minister of Delhi. She was elected as the leader of AAP Legislative Party during party MLA's meeting in New Delhi today. 2 days back, after coming out from jail, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal had announced that he will resign from his post. Mr. Kejriwal is scheduled to meet Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena this evening to tender his resignation. Today is Vishwakarma Jayanti. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to the citizens on the occasion. And that is the end of this news bulletin.